Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Open up your mouth and just thank him right now.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's enter in with all faith on today, believing and trusting God for a mighty move in our lives. Amen. And those in our family, amen. We serve a God of breakthrough. We serve a way making God. We serve a God that is able to do all things but fail. Come on, let's give him some praise. We'll talk about Almighty God. Amen. We'll talk about the great I am. My Lord, my God. Come on, let's give him some praise. Yahweh, we bless your name. Yeshua, have your way right now. Move mighty on us and in us. Oh Lord, touch our hearts, oh God. Oh Lord, as we enter in with all faith on this morning. Oh Lord, move mighty like never before. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, every situation concerning us and those that we love and concerned about, Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you would divinely intervene right now and turn it all around for our good. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus Christ, knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9, allows us to come boldly to the throne of grace, according to Hebrews 4:16. We're thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to protect, cleanse, heal, deliver, sanctify, redeem, justify, and make all things new. Oh Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace of God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you remember us today, that you're called us to live, that we do not seek the sleep of death, but the sleep of restoration and refreshment. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we are able, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless your holy name, Father God. Have your way right now, Heavenly Father. We surrender all over to you, withholding nothing. Amen. Oh, Lord, search our hearts, oh God, in this morning. If there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we confess our sins on this morning. Amen. Known and unknown sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh, Lord, forgive us all our transgression, trespassing, iniquity, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree that the blood of Jesus Christ redeems us from the curse of the law of sin. And hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, your word says that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. According to Matthew 16:18, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind the evil, wicked, demon, lies, unclean, tormented, demonic spirits, and strong men. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind them in our presence, and everyone that we love and concerned about, every family member, friend, co-worker, amen, employee, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and all that we've come to lift up on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we loose them with Jesus, send them, and we bind them and command them to stay there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, release your warring angels against any spirits this morning designed to stop our prayers from being answered, amen. Oh Lord, for your God, a breakthrough, oh God, break through every barrier that's been erected by the enemy to block us, to keep us back from receiving the blessing that you have for us on such a time as this. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare, command every blessing to come to us right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with no delay. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that we'll co-heir to the kingdom of God, and we will not be denied. We will not take any substitutes or counterfeits. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father. We bind the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over our homes. Amen. According to Exodus 12:7, we plot the blood of Jesus Christ over every door and window of our homes. We plot the blood of Jesus Christ over our countries of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all who enters and all who exits out of our homes. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for our homes and the blood of Jesus Christ that covers them. Amen. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over us as witnesses for you. For wherever we go, oh God, a city on a hill that cannot be hid. Amen. We will not hide our light under a bushel, but we will let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify you, Heavenly Father. We will give light to all those in our homes and all our surroundings. According to Matthew 5:14-16 verse. Thank you, Lord God, for our ministries and the blood of Jesus Christ over them. Amen. Hallelujah, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our businesses and jobs. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our finances and possessions. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our deals or our checking and savings account. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our possessions. Amen. Hallelujah, everything we have and everything we will have. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for our finances and possessions and the blood of Jesus Christ over them. We decree and declare that for the blood of Jesus Christ supplied, Satan can't enter according to Hebrews 10:4-23 verse. And we confess now that Jesus is Lord over our families, our churches, our finances, our businesses, our jobs and possessions. No sickness, not poverty, not debt, not problems, but Jesus is Lord over our families and our lives and where the power. Hallelujah. And the presence of Jesus Christ is sickness, poverty, problems, and death can't remain. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We shall live and not die. We speak life and not death. Amen. We speak blessing and not cursing. Hallelujah. Devil, you are a liar. We know that you come to kill, steal, and destroy. And we decree the power of the mind today. Amen. You will not kill us. You will not destroy us. And you will not steal from us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you have before, it stops right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that we will not die prematurely, but we will live a long life with good health, wholeness, and newness of life. Amen. We will continue to taste and see that God is always good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for so many things. We're thankful that your word is true and established in heaven. According to Matthew 24:35, that your mercy endures forever, according to Psalm 118:1, and that your grace is sufficient for us, according to 2 Corinthians 12:9, for your angel, for your protection, according to Psalm 91, for your salvation, that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life, according to Revelation 21:27, that everyone in our households are saved, according to Acts 16:31, for your righteousness that is important to us, according to 1 Corinthians 5:21, we are thankful for your Holy Spirit, the inward voice, the inward witness, the count of the Lord. According to Proverbs 20:27, thank you, oh God. Thank you that you sanctify us, saving your word. According to Hallelujah, John 17:17, thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. According to Philippians 4:7, thank you for the battle, God, that every problem we face, knowing that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge for us to become one solid rock, that the gates of hell can't prevail against us. That each and every battle is an opportunity for us to take root so that we can bear fruit. We know that the trial of our faith turns into patience, causing us to form into perfect men and women wanting nothing. We thank you that we can ask you for whatever we will. And as long as we are connected to the vine, we have the petition we ask for. Amen. We thank you for your provisions as you supply all our needs according to riches. Hallelujah. Your riches and glory. Amen. We thank you for divine prosperity. Hallelujah. We thank you for your healing past, present, and future as you are Jehovah Rapha. Amen. We thank you for, hallelujah, divine help, oh Lord. We thank you for physical and spiritual hearing, seeing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. Amen. We thank you for the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the grass, the air, the water, the plants, the flowers, the animals, the mountains, the valleys, and all other wonderful things you created for us. Yet we so often take for granted. Lord, we're so thankful. We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with us always. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, oh God, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, oh God, workings of miracles, and prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse forms of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues, according to 1 Corinthians 8:10. Amen. Thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, oh God, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, according to Galatians 5:22. Thank you, oh God, for your faithfulness. Thank you for Father, being the wonderful counsel, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, according to Isaiah 9 and 6, the way, the truth, the life, according to John 14 and 6, the light, according to John 8 and 12, the door, according to John 10 and 9, the bread of life, according to John 6, 35, the good shepherd, according to John 10, 11, the redeemer, according to Psalm 78, 35, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, according to Revelation 19 and 16, amen. Heavenly Father, we praise and we thank you for everything that you've done, for everything you're doing, and everything that you're going to do. We bless your holy name, Father God. By faith, we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We now put on us right now the help of salvation. And we decree and declare that we are spiritually minded, amen, according to Romans 8 and 6, amen. And we have the mind of Christ according to 1 Corinthians 2 and 16. We take off the carnal way of thinking, amen, according to Romans 12 and 2. We're putting on his helmet. We no longer allow our five carnal senses to affect the way that we think, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we exercise our spiritual sense, amen. Spiritual healing, spiritual sight, spiritual touch, spiritual taste, and spiritual smelling, amen. According to Romans 8 and 14, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you, Lord God, for being our God of peace, Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah, Lord. We put on us the breastplate of righteousness. According to Ephesians 6 and 14, we pray your word that we have hidden in our hearts, oh Lord, that we might not sin against you, because you made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of you, Lord God, in him. And we acknowledge you, God, as our Jehovah seeking you your way. Your word says it means our righteousness. Hallelujah. And our Jehovah Methodist can our sanctifier. Heavenly Father, we realize that our own self-righteousness is a filthy rag in your eyes, oh God, according to Isaiah 64 and 6. But your word says, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1 and 9. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you that our sins are forgiven. Amen. Oh, Lord, and we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy that's sent our way now or in the future. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that try to enter into our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We gird our ways, oh God, with your truth. My Lord, we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you, Father God, on our side, where would we be on this morning? We shod our feet with the gospel of peace and preparation, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that it is done. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you have opened up the way for us, Father God, that we can walk in. We thank you for open doors, oh God, and closing doors. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord. We pray for Jerusalem this morning, that they may be saved, that they may be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, even right now, God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We come against every spirit of depression, oppression, fear, pride, every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit, every lying, manipulating spirit, spirit of procrastination, stagnation, limitation, spirit of anger, rage and wrath, bitterness, resentment, spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction of viruses, every spirit of death, of premature death, hallelujah, in the spirit of probably lacking death, amen, hallelujah, we command every spirit of lust and perversion to cease your works and die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating us outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Everywhere that the enemy has vacated, let it be filled with your glory, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, according to Nehemiah 13 and 2, turn every curse in our way into a blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, let your blessings make us rich. Let all nations call us blessed. Let all generations call us blessed. For we are sons and daughters
of the blessed, and we live in the kingdom of the blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, on that, Lord, we bless you. And we thank you, Lord God, that you heard our prayers this morning. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name right now, any of us that are dealing with any financial issues, oh God, Lord, we pray right now, hallelujah, that you would all the time with the enemy against our finances. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let there be a release of our finances. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we call upon you, Lord, to recompense anything that's owed back to us, oh God. Let us receive double for our trouble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in our finances, anyone that's in here holding on to our financial blessings, oh God, let the hand of the enemy be broken, oh God, and it may be released. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. We break our curse of God and death and death. Fill you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things are added unto us according to Matthew 6:33. We rebuke Matthew 6:33. We rebuke and cast out spirits of cankerworm and palmerworm, caterpillar and locust, and we eat up our blessings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, teach us to drop and lead us in the way that we should go. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are El Shaddai, the God of more than enough, for God. We decree and declare we're wealthy and rich in our house, amen, because we see you and delight greatly in your commandments. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord upon our life makes us rich, amen. We're blessed, Lord. We're blessed coming in and blessed going out, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them, amen. We decree and declare no more setback, no more losses, no more missed opportunities, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare we're healed on today, amen. Our family is healed, amen. Unity has come up. The works of the enemy have been destroyed, amen. And anyone that's been sent by the trap of the enemy to cause confusion in our life, to cause confusion, to cause lack, amen, let them be cut down and pushed back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. We declare our victory over the enemy right now. And we thank you for it. We bless your holy name. And as long as we ever go out today, let us recognize you are the Lord. We will not fear, for you have called us by name, and we are yours. Hallelujah. When we pass through the waters, you will be with us. Amen. Through the rivers, they will not overtake us. When we walk through the fire, we will not be burned, neither will the flame kindled upon us, according to Isaiah 43:1-2. Amen. We will not be dismayed, for you are our God. Isaiah 41:10, we will wait upon the Lord, and you will renew our strength. Amen. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Upon Isaiah 40:31, we will not be afraid of the day by reason of the faithful to do. The battle is not ours, but yours, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. If you're on our side, therefore, we not fear no more. According to Psalm 118:6, when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit will lift up a standard against him. According to Isaiah 59:19, you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. According to 2 Timothy 1:7, great is Jesus in us than any demon, devil, fallen angel, evil spirit, my Lord, my God. Evil force, hallelujah, power, principality, and rules of spiritual witness, Satan, those under him. Great is Jesus in us than the devil in this world. According to 1 John 4:4, greater is Jesus in us than all of our circumstances and all of our reasons. Therefore, we follow you, Lord Jesus. We cry out to you, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. According to Revelation 4:8, you have created all things, and for your pleasure and by your will they are and were created and continue to exist. Oh Lord, you are worthy to receive glory and power. According to Revelation 4:11, to you belongs the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. Lord, I pray that you would just touch us, your son, minister, learn on today, even right now, God, that he may receive in the name of Jesus Christ, and that all that you portion for him for such a time as this, oh God. And we decree and declare your goodness. We decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us. Amen. Follow your son, Lauren, oh God. Follow your daughter, Twan. Follow your daughter, Kim, oh God. Follow your son, Dorsey. Follow me, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, because we believe and we receive it. We receive it right now. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that we are blessed, amen, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And we thank you for, Lord, that we're blessed going out and blessed coming in, coming back in, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, amen. Healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, filled with the Holy Spirit upon us. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Hallelujah, we have the robe of righteousness on, amen. Our head lacks no oil, our garments are white, and it shall remain white, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you. We bless you all today. Even on today, we decree and declare all that you have planned for us. Every blessing that you have portioned for us this day, we shall receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. It does all things to fail. And the promise of God, the Holy Spirit, the living God, that the world, and us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Father God. We pray traveling grace and mercy for all today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, everywhere I speak, we pray. Amen. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us all. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against the judgment, Lord, your word says, you shall condemn. And we thank you for that. And we're blessed.
Thank you.
It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How you doing this morning? And how you been?
Amen. I'm just believing God. Amen. I'm just glad to be on the line today.
Yes,
and,
Lord.
Believe in God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's all we know we can do as believers. Just keep believing, trusting God, standing in faith, and not being moved, you know, because the enemy is going to try everything he can to speak, and we have to silence the enemy that tries to speak and tell him to shut up. I'm believing and I'm trusting God, no matter what it looks like. Amen. Glory to God. It's a trial of our faith. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Minister. We're so glad to have you back on the line this Monday morning. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Spirit and God's presence on this morning. Hallelujah. Torrance, God bless you. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am doing good. I'm blessed. I'm grateful to be on the line, and I received all the prayers that went forth this morning, but I'm doing well.
Glory to God. Glory, glory. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim,
amen.
God bless you this morning. Welcome. And how you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes. Thank God for another day. Thank God for another chance for us to be here on the line. And I.
Yes.
Well, we're both traveling to work, so. Of course, you know, we won't be on. I mean, we'll still be on, but I won't be able to talk because I'll be at work in a couple of minutes. Doris?
Amen. Sister Doris, God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. Thank God for you. God bless you.
Amen.
Sister Doris, how you doing this morning? Welcome.
I'm doing good. Thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen, amen. God is good and forever faithful. So good to hear you online. Thank you for joining us this Monday morning. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Some of us were on the whole weekend. I thank God for y'all for touching the grid. I know the weekends is kind of hard for some of us to get up, and we look forward to the weekend to sleep in a bit. But I thank you for your commitment to get on the line over the weekend. And I'm just so grateful. God is good and God is faithful. You know, I want to share this with you all because you may be going through something right now, and you just got to keep pressing in and pressing on and trusting God. If I tell you, you know how we say things turn around, things change, but if you just trust God, he's able to turn that situation around. And I share this with you all, continue to pray for me and my husband, because right now, neither one of us have a job, but we have God. Things happen, and I laugh at the devil because I know he's trying because he's upset. And so he's trying to work this with the finances, but I decree and declare he shall not be able to touch our finances, that there should be no lack, no opportunity. So, but just stretch it. And I'm telling you all this because when the testimony comes, amen, I can't wait to testify and let y'all know I turn that thing around. So even though the lion hung up for a moment there, I decree and declare that on today, amen, all that we're praying for, we're trusting. Or whether it's our healing, our finances, our relationships, our jobs, our businesses, that today God is going to turn that thing around for our good. Amen. So I'm excited. When the devil's up to no good, I want you to know that God is able to turn it around. And so it looked like God did it. So I'm excited to tell you, okay, this is going on, but watch God. Watch what God is doing. And just, you know, standing in faith, the people looking at you going, well, how can you go to sleep? How can you still have peace? Aren't you worried how y'all going to take care of this? Y'all got the place here, the place here. You got the children, the grandchildren. How you going to do it? And I'm saying, shut up. God is still good at people. So just thanking God and being able to get on and be in position. Don't let nothing stop you from being in position. Some people are fold. They won't get on the prayer line. They won't go to church. They just feel defeated when things start to happen, especially with their finances and especially with their relationships. People will stop praying. They will stop seeking God. So I want to tell you that he encouraged and continued to believe and trust God through it all. Amen. Hallelujah. The battle is I'll share that with y'all today and just continue to pray for my husband. You know, he is the man of the house, and he's the one to be able to carry the weight. And so we just trust God that he would take on the yoke of Christ. He said it is easy. And he shall be free. Amen. When I say free, sometimes a lot of us need to be free in our minds. Amen. Free, we're not physically locked up, but mentally we are chained. So be free. Hallelujah. Let peace be still. Amen. This morning we're going to have our scripture reading from the book of Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 through 11. I believe, yes. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 through 11. Actually, I want to start at 3 through 11. Can y'all hear me good? I had to log on a different way to the studio. Can y'all still hear me?
Yes, amen.
Okay, amen, because I'm speaking through the computer, so hopefully it's coming through clear. Amen. The Bible says in Philippians, we're going to start at chapter 3, the Bible says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, make a request for you all with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me in grace. For God is my witness how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I just want to just hit on a couple of the scriptures here that we just read, particularly in verse 9. So as I pray that your love may abound still more, in verse 10 as well. Often the best way to influence other people is to pray for them. Apostle Paul's prayer for the Philippians was that they would be unified in love. Amen. Their love was to result in greater knowledge of Christ and deeper discernment, you know, moral discernment. Their love was not based on feelings, but on what Christ had done for them. So as you grow in Christ, as you grow in Christ's love, your heart and mind must grow together. The question is, are your love and insight growing? Now, in verse 10, Apostle Paul prayed that the Philippian believers would have the ability to differentiate between right and wrong, good and bad, vital and trivial, healthy and infirm. We ought to pray for moral discernment so we can maintain Christ's perspective on what really matters. See, in every situation, consistently choosing the best course of action will yield tremendous benefits for us and those around us. Now, always think about what will be of lasting value. Amen. What will be of lasting value? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the day of Christ refers to the time when God will judge the whole world through Jesus Christ. Now, we should live each day as though he might return at any moment. We were talking about this the other day when people say the time is near, and the time is always near because we don't know when. It's always near. Amen. No one knows the time. People try to predict the time and the day and all this, but no one knows the time. The time is always near. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As we wrap up here in scripture this morning, in verse 11, the fruits of righteousness include all the character's traits following from the right relationship with God the Father. When we love Christ rightly, he produces godly actions in us. Amen. The fruits of righteousness involve more than kindness to other believers. They require integrity in such areas as our, you know, financial matters, our speech, our family conflict, and relationship with all kinds of people. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. For your word on today. We thank you, Lord God. We ask in Jesus' name, let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word, that we may apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is our prayer that we always be the doers of your word, and we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. With thanksgiving to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Again, that was Philippians verse 3 through 11, if you want to go back and read it for yourself later. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petitions. Again, if your prayers have already been formed and you receive it, may it be done to you according to your faith. Amen. The faith that worketh in you. Amen. We're going to start with you, Minister Learn. God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you,
Amen. I just want to let the saints know I was able to touch base with my mom, and she's doing good. She said she got a good report from the doctor.
Amen.
And she no longer has that bad cold that she had for a couple of weeks. So I'm just thanking God that my mother's doing much better. And I'm in agreement with everybody on the line with the prayers that I went forth today.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. So good to hear that your mother's doing well. She's one of my biggest supporters here in Houston. Always showing up, always telling people about me and the shows. And I'm telling you, I just love Sister Connie so very much. What a beautiful woman. I thank God for placing her in my life, because if she wasn't, I wouldn't be able to meet you, Minister Learn. So God bless you. Thank you for touching and agreeing with every prayer that went forth. That lets me know that you believe it, and we are all on one accord. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. And we just watch God do it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless
Amen.
You. Amen. Torn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. The most of the prayers went forth. And I touch and agree with them, and I just continue to ask God to give me the strength to do His will, to continue to draw closer to Him, and to, you know, to give me the strength to read His word, and so that He can continue to work through me. And so that's my prayer petition.
Amen. We just touch and agree right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the matter, oh gracious Lord, every word that proceeds out the mouth of your minister, oh God, I pray that you will, oh Lord, that your will be done in her life, even right now, oh God. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will increase her spiritually, oh God, oh Lord, in your work, oh God, mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus Christ, the matter, oh Lord, that she will seek you even more, oh God. Oh, Father God, that she will come aside the more, amen, that she may hear from you, mm-hmm. Oh God. Not just hear from you, God, but be obedient to the will that you have mm-hmm. for her life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she will mm-hmm. operate in the spirit of obedience. Amen. And we just want to say mm-hmm. thank you, oh God. Let there be a great pouring in, oh God, even mm-hmm. at this time, oh God, within these 28 days, oh God. Lord, refresh the anointing that's on her life, oh God. Increase the anointing. Mm-hmm. Let her receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, mm-hmm. fresh revelation, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, fresh manna. Hallelujah to you, Lord God.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. I know that Cousin Kim and Doris are riding into work, so they're not able to say anything online. But we lift you all up on today. Kim and Doris, and Father God, we just ask that you continue to bless them. Let peace come and be still in their job, mm-hmm. in their home, oh God. Oh Lord, I just pray that joy overtake right now, oh God. Let them receive unspeakable joy and shouts of laughter, knowing that you've
mm-hmm.
done it all along, knowing that you've worked it out, oh God, for their good. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare all mm-hmm. is well with them, their children, their grandchildren, their family, and all that they love and concerned about. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you both. And we love you. We thank God for you. And my
amen.
Prayer is today, early and today, just praying for God to turn things around. Concerning my husband, concerning, you know, my family. When I say, you know, we're family, when I say family, my husband and my children that we care for,
mm-hmm.
My three daughters and my grandson who live with us. So just praying that God turn it around for him, and that everything the enemy set up for him, that God would turn it all around for the good, that all the works of the devil would come crumbling down, and that God will just open up the way even on today concerning his
mm-hmm.
business, his employment, that he'll go out on today. And I'm just believing God for it all and just praying that God bless the show this weekend. We have a play this weekend, so I'm trusting that the place will be packed and filled. If you're
amen.
Interested, tell somebody about it, amen. Tell somebody about the show.
Amen.
That's another source of income for us, amen. So just, you know, I'm just believing God for it. No worries here, Lord. I just want to say thank you right now that it is done, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name. Thanksgiving to God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to close with audience prayer here. Amen. My Lord, my God, we just thank you, Father God, on today. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name as we come together on this line, oh God, each and every day, Father God, believing and trusting you and you alone, Father God. Lord, we just want to thank you in advance, oh God, that every prayer that went forth within these last 12 days, oh God, that you're already working it out, oh God. You've already turned it around, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you have set it up to bless us mighty, oh God. And Lord, we just ask, oh God, that you increase our faith the more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, let your hedge of protection be around our mind and thoughts, Lord God, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that our thoughts be pure, holy, and righteous unto you, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your mighty great blessing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you've called us out of darkness again into your marvelous, glorious light, Lord God. And we decree and declare that we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Amen. We decree and declare that you have blessed us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. Lord, you have called us, and we will tell you, you will make a way, oh God, that you will make a way, our way, prosperous, amen, according to Isaiah 48:15. Oh Lord, we pray in secret and your reward is open and we thank you. We set the secret and your reward is open and we thank you. You reward us, oh God, because we diligently seek you, amen. Lord, release the wealth of the wicked into our hands. Lord, bring us into a wealthy place, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We give and it is given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, open the floodgates of heaven over our lives, amen. And we receive right now more than we have enough room to receive. And let every hole in our bed be closed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, rebuke the devourer for our sake, oh God. Oh, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree that Isaiah 50:12, that our gates are open continually, that the force, the wealth of the nation can come into our lives. Amen. We decree that Job 5:23, that we are in the league with the stones of the field. Let your showers of blessing come upon our life, oh God. Let our vast over. So, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let our barns be filled with plenty and our press be burst with new wine, oh Lord. And we just want to say, we decree that in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. The God of heaven will prosper us. We live in the prosperity of the King, amen. Through your favor, we will be a prosperous people, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh Lord, anoint our head with oil. And let our cup run over, Lord. Let us have riches and honor and abundance, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let the rock pour out, let the rock pour us our rivers of oil. Let us dip our feet in oil, oh Lord. Let us see your heaps in our life, oh God. Oh Lord, we love you, Lord, and we thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Lord. Father God, we ask you in Jesus' name, make peace within our body and fill us with the finest of wheat. Let us be filled with honey, hallelujah, and the finest of wheat. Let us, oh God, enter to the land flowing with milk and honey, amen. Oh, bring us into a good land without scarceness and lack, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We refuse to allow the angel blessing to depart without blessing us, amen. Oh, Lord, we hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you. And we are here. Thank you. We loose ourselves from a weakened immune system that is rooted in a broken spirit or broken heart. And we command these spirits to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose ourselves from high blood pressure, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, God. We release ourselves right now from all sinus problems, rooted in fear and anxiety. We command these spirits to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose ourselves and those in our family from all cancer right now. We command these spirits to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We rebuke any sickness that will come to eat up our flesh, including cancer, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, and those in our family and loved ones as well. We break our curse of sickness and disease, and we command all hereditary spirits of sickness to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. We decree the prayer 4:1-3:3, Lord, you heal all of our diseases. And we thank you that we can decree and declare that we are healed. Our families are healed. And we thank you for it. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. God bless you. God bless your family. I love you. I thank God for you this morning. I am so full of joy. I am so grateful and thankful that God is always with us. Amen. And that he's turning it all around for our good. How many know you serve a God of turnaround?
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, if you have anything you'd like to say, once I call your name, please do so. Amen. Minister Lauren, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Tuan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. God is good. And y'all have a blessed week.
Amen. Yes, Lord. You too. God bless. Amen. And Cousin Kim and Doris, God bless you all. Have a blessed day in the Lord. And this time I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk every day of this new year that we're in, 2024, in the divine assurance that God is taking you to your promised land that is flowing with milk and honey, that your enemies will be defeated and your foot will be on the neck of the adversary. May the grace of your harvest be abundant and the vast, hallelujah, of new wine overflow. The wheat will be as golden grain because the Lord is the Lord of abundance. And he is a God who is looking after you. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Our hope is in the Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I receive it.
Amen.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Thank you.
God bless y'all. I love you. I thank God for you. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
love
you. God
bless
y'all.
You.
Have a good day. Be blessed. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that on a great day. But I went.